Welcome to the Chew on This podcast, the show with lifestyle recipes to help you feel younger, more energized, and in the best health of your life. This is Candy Morehouse, your coach for eating well and living naturally, with today's episode of Chew on This. Hello again, and welcome to Chew on This. It's Candy Morehouse, your hostess. And today I would like to continue with my little series about types of diets and how to figure out which one may be best for you, depending on what your goals are and the types of food that you like to eat, and perhaps even your habits, because all these things play a role in actually sticking to a particular diet and attaining our goals of either losing weight or just getting healthier or feeling better overall. And today I'm going to talk to you about the blood type diet. Now, originally, this diet wasn't even on my radar. I didn't even include it in the list of diets that I wanted to go over with you. But I heard about it from a coworker and decided to give it a try. So I've been doing this for about the past 2 or 3 weeks or so. And basically, the blood type diet was created by Dr. D'Adamo. And I think it was either, I think about the 80s or 90s. It's been a while now. It's been out for quite some time. And he looked and did some research at different people with various blood types and decided the type of diet they should have based on their blood type. Now, I can't go over all the different blood types because it's really involved. You really have to read all of his books to figure out the basics of the diet and why you should eat this way, dependent on your blood type. All I know is that I'm a type O. My blood type is O, which is the most common. So that's what I'm going to be talking about today when we go over this blood type diet, because there's just too much involved to go over every blood type there is. So the basic premise is this. The type O blood type is the one that has been around for the longest amount of time, and it is also the most common among the human population. The majority of people have type O blood, and apparently because it's the oldest, basically the type O blood diet tends to be a lot like the paleo diet. It's very similar to the paleo diet. And it's somewhat similar to the keto diet as well, in being low carbs. It's not really concerned a whole lot about carbs, but when you look at the things that you should and shouldn't have, it becomes apparent really quickly that it is going to be a low-carb diet. Now, what the diet does is give you different types of food. One category of food is those which are highly beneficial. One type of food is neutral, so you can eat, you know, you can have a little bit of it. It's not going to hurt you, but it's not going to help you. And then there's foods that you are supposed to avoid. And it's a big, long list. I just printed out basically the basics of it. And I printed out what was most beneficial for me is the foods to avoid. And the rest of them were pretty standard things that I can eat. So here's, in a nutshell, these are the types of food that you should avoid when you are on the type O blood diet. You should eat a lot of meat, just like the paleo diet says. It's high in protein, you should eat a lot of meat. But on this diet, it says avoid bacon, ham, and pork. Okay. Whereas the paleo diet says bacon is okay. And in fact, even the keto diet says bacon is okay. And pork is okay. Seafood is good for you, except for catfish, frog, and smoked salmon. It doesn't like smoked foods on this diet. Eggs and dairy. Eggs are okay. You can have 3 to 6 per week. You can also have butter. But the only types of cheese that you can have are feta, goat cheese, farmer cheese, and mozzarella. So that leaves out all different types of milk products, yogurt, string cheese, American cheese, blue cheese, brie, cheddar, Colby, Monterey Jack, cream cheese, etc. Even Parmesan, which I find, although I'm lactose intolerant, Parmesan does okay with me. But on this diet, it says no Parmesan cheese. Butter is okay. Feta is okay. Goat cheese, okay. And mozzarella, for whatever strange reason, I don't understand why mozzarella would be okay and not all the other different types of cheeses. But that's what the diet says. oils and fats are all okay. It does say to be conservative with oils and fats. The ones that you should avoid are avocado, coconut, corn, peanut, safflower, soy, and wheat germ. Those are the fats you should not have, which pretty much only leaves canola oil and olive oil. So that is pretty restrictive. Nuts and seeds. You can have nuts and seeds except for Brazil nuts, cashews, peanuts, pistachio, poppy seeds, and sunflower seeds. Those are the things you cannot have. Now, if you know me, you know that I love my cashew sauce as a substitute for cheese sauce, so it's been really difficult for me to stay away from cashews. Peanuts, I like my legumes, but I also know that sometimes legumes aren't the best for us, so I've got myself off peanuts, and I think that's a good decision. Not sure why pistachios would not be allowed, but they're not. Beans and legumes. This is something that you can only have occasionally. And in particular, you're supposed to stay away from kidney beans, lentils, navy beans, and pintos, and green beans, or green peas, rather. Black beans are okay. You can have black beans. But all those good legumes that I really love, like the lentils and the pintos, I can't have those, or the peanuts. I can't have any of those, which that makes me rather sad. As far as spices go, you cannot have cornstarch, corn syrup, corn products of any kind. No carrageenan, which you will find on some ingredient labels and prepared foods. Guar gum is another one like that. Gum arabic, same thing. MSG, you'll find a lot of those in packaged food products, so that doesn't bother me at all. You cannot have mace. I don't ever eat mace anyway. Sometimes you'll find that like in a pumpkin pie spice. You cannot eat nutmeg. Now, nutmeg I love, so I'm not quite sure what it is about nutmeg either. Black or white pepper is not allowed. Wow, that's really difficult. How do you season anything without using pepper? Salt and pepper, right? That's the basics of life. So I have to admit, being on this diet, I have cheated and I put black pepper still on everything because I don't really understand why I can't have it anyway. You're not supposed to have vinegar or anything that's pickled except for apple cider vinegar. And I have continued during this diet to do my tablespoon of apple cider vinegar each morning before I have my coffee, and I have that with water, and I've continued that, so that's okay on this diet. You are not supposed to have a lot of grains, bread, or pasta. You're supposed to stay away from all wheat products and corn products, so that leaves out corn tortillas, flour tortillas. You can't have couscous. No glutinous flour, no grits, no wheat bran, no wheat germ, no wheat flour at all, no barley, no bulgur wheat. So it cuts out all forms of wheat, which is fine with me because I'm pretty much used to that anyway. The only thing that really bothers me there is that I can't have tacos. That really bothers me. Vegetables. Now this one was really, really difficult for me because if you know me at all, you know that I love my vegetables, and I eat a lot of vegetables, and I love my cruciferous vegetables. But on this diet, I am not supposed to have alfalfa sprouts, Brussels sprouts, capers, cabbage, cauliflower, corn, cucumber, leeks, shiitake mushrooms, mustard greens, black olives, pickles, or any kinds of potatoes other than sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are okay, which is wonderful. That's been my savior because I love sweet potatoes. But look at all that list of ingredients. I mean, cauliflower, I eat a lot of. Brussels sprouts, I absolutely love. Cabbage, I love coleslaw. So to get around that, I have made broccoli slaw recently because it doesn't have cabbage in it, or if it does, it's a very tiny little bit of cabbage. The corn, I'm okay with. Cucumbers, I love. I'm not sure why I can't have those. Pickles, I can understand. Anything that's pickled, it really doesn't agree with me, so I do understand that, and I've gotten away from pickled stuff, and I have to admit, it probably was irritating my stomach, and I'm better off without it, even though I do love pickles, but I think I'm better off without them. Staying away from all sorts of potatoes has been really difficult. Let's face it, potatoes are everywhere. It's really hard to avoid them. Plus, they taste good, and they are so versatile. You can use them in so many different ways, especially when you're on a diet like I am, where I need to stay away from dairy, where I need to stay away from a lot of the comfort foods that we all know and love. Potatoes have been my savior many times, but I've had to stay away from them, and I've been a good girl. I've stayed away from potatoes. Now, fruits on this diet, I can eat more fruits than I've ever been able to on any of the other diets that I've been on. The only fruits that I need to stay away from, Asian pear, avocado, that's been extremely difficult. I love avocados. Once again, they're so versatile. You can make them into creamy dips and sauces and spreads. I really, really miss my avocado. Can't have blackberries. I like putting blackberries in my green smoothie, but I haven't been able to do that. Cantaloupe, coconut. That's another big one. Because let's face it, right now, a lot of us are using coconut oil and coconut flour and replacing wheat flour. Cannot have that. That's been a real bummer. Can't have honeydew melon, kiwi, orange, tangerine, or strawberries. So that's pretty difficult once again, because oranges are common. Most of us eat oranges, strawberries, tangerines. Those are all really common things that we're just not supposed to have. Asian pears, I can eat regular pears, but Asian pears, once again, I'm just not sure why that even makes sense. As far as condiments, we are not supposed to have ketchup, mayonnaise, pickles or pickle relish, or Worcestershire sauce. And that's another thing that I have broken the rules on. I have had mayo because I don't understand why you can't. Mayonnaise is made from oil and eggs. And both of those things are allowed. Canola oil and eggs are both allowed, but I can't have mayonnaise that's made out of those ingredients. So I guess when it comes down to it, I'm going to tell you this is a really difficult diet to stick to because there are so many common things that I know I, for one, love to eat and I can't. And I think that most of you are going to be with me on that. There's a lot of things here probably in this list I just read to you that you love, but you can't have. So it's very restrictive. It's going to be hard for anybody, but especially if you try to eat healthy normally, this is really, really restrictive. It's really forcing you to eat a lot of meat, a lot of eggs, which are fine, and just a few vegetables, and maybe a little bit more fruit than you're used to eating. You know, there are specific quantities that you're supposed to eat per week. That's really difficult to gauge if how much exactly that you have had. It takes a lot of work and effort to write down and keep track of exactly how much you're eating of each ingredient. And as I've said all along throughout this podcast today, a lot of this just doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't make sense that you can have one thing but not the other. You know, why can you have a walnut but you can't have a Brazil nut? How come you can have eggs and oil but you can't have mayonnaise? You know, how come you can have a Bartlett pear but not an Asian pear? So for these reasons, I'm about ready to give it up. I'm going to continue with the things that I normally do anyway, which is, you know, no sugar, no dairy, because that is better for me overall. And I know that I've said before, a little bit of dairy I can handle, but overall dairy just doesn't go well with me. And the wheat, I'm going to stay away from the wheat as well. I think I'm going to go back to having tacos every now and then. I do miss my tacos. I know corn's not the best, especially if it's grown in the United States, because it's not a good vegetable. It's a very starchy vegetable. Pesticides that are used on it are not good. So it's best probably to stay away from corn as much as possible. But I'm going to have my tacos. I'm going to have some tacos again. And I'm going to have more Brussels sprouts, and I'm going to have some cabbage and alfalfa sprouts and cucumbers and the things that I've really been missing. I'm going to stay away from the pickled stuff, though. So see, when you think about it, as you go through these different diets, I want to do every diet before I tell you about it. I don't know if that's going to be possible, but I want to at least give it a shot and tell you my experience so that way you have a little bit better idea of what it's going to be like. But as you go through each one, you're probably going to find little bits and pieces that you want to keep with you for the rest of your life. That's going to affect your eating habits from here on out. And that's a good thing. As you restrict the types of foods that you eat, you're going to realize what things really were making you feel bad and what things make you feel good. And that's good. So I encourage that. I don't think that everybody needs to go diet hopping like I've been doing. But like I said, I'm doing it in the name of research, and I'm doing it in the name of helping you to figure out if you could do this diet. So, in summary, the blood type diet, I feel, is a no-go. It's just almost it's worse than the keto diet as far as being able to maintain it. It's just ridiculously difficult to stay away from the amount of foods that you're supposed to stay away from and keep track of it. So this one's going in the trash. Another diet bites the dust. If you've tried the blood type diet and you had a different experience, let me know. And as always, if you have any questions or concerns, send me an email, candy@candiesweetlife.com. And until next time, chew on this. Find tons of healthy recipes and a free infographic to help you ditch the deadly sugar habit at candiesweetlife.com or hit me up on Twitter at Candace Moore. And don't forget to always consult your doctor before beginning any new diet or exercise regimen.